Greetings, friends. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the last program, I mentioned that there are three purposes for fasting. Do you remember what those three purposes are? Well, the first purpose is God wants us to fast because fasting demonstrates the love of God. That's the first purpose, to demonstrate the love of God. The second purpose for fasting is to demonstrate the power of God. God wants you and me to fast so that we are demonstrating the power of God through this act of fasting. And then the third purpose for fasting is to demonstrate the need for God. God wants us to totally depend on Him, and by fasting, it demonstrates our need for God. So the three purposes for fasting are demonstrating the love of God, demonstrating the power of God, and demonstrating the need for God. But exactly how does fasting demonstrate the love of God? Well, that's what we're going to cover in today's program. And first, I want to show you a contrast between self-righteousness and righteousness as it pertains to fasting. The first example of self-righteousness is going to be in Isaiah chapter 58, and we'll read verses 3 through 5. This is a self-righteous approach to fasting. And self-righteousness is often doing the right thing, but for the wrong reason. The right thing is fasting, but the wrong reason is because of self-righteousness. And this is what we see, this self-righteous approach to fasting, in Isaiah chapter 58 and verses 3 through 5. Let's read this. God is talking to the Israelites at this time in response to a question that they ask. Here's the question that the Israelites ask. Why have we fasted, they say, and you're not seeing us? Why have we afflicted our soul, and you're taking no knowledge of it? So they were doing the right thing. They were fasting, but they were doing it for the wrong reason. Here's the reason why they were fasting. God is responding to their question now. Behold, you're fasting, but in the day of your fast, you're fasting to find your own pleasure, and you're exacting all of your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and you smite people with your fist, the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voices be heard on high. Is this the fast that I have chosen? See, what they were doing is, while they were fasting, doing the right thing, they were doing it for the wrong reason. They were doing it because they wanted to please themselves. They weren't looking to please other people. They were doing it to exact all of their labors. On this fast day, they're supposed to be resting from their labors and letting other people rest from their labors, and yet they were putting their feet on people's necks and making them work all the harder on this fast day. In other words, they were abusing their laborers. They were pushing them to the limit. They were also fasting and stirring up strife and debate. Instead of being humble, they were actually being puffed up and starting arguments. And not only that, but it says that they were smiting with the fist of wickedness. They were actually hitting people over the head with wrong things, punching people in the face, figuratively speaking, and ruining people's days. But God said, that's not the way that I want you to fast. Yeah, you're supposed to fast to do the right thing, but you're supposed to do it for the right reason. It's not all about yourself. That's self-righteousness. It's about others. That's what God wants. So God also says here that people were lifting up their voices to be heard on high as they were fasting, saying, look at me. Again, it's not to be noticed. When you fast, as it says in the New Testament, you don't have to put on sackcloth and ashes and have a downtrodden look and, oh, woe is me, I'm fasting today, look at me, I'm fasting. That's a bunch of self-righteousness. When you fast, people don't even need to know about it. God concludes by saying, this is not the type of fast that I want. This is not what you should call an acceptable day to the Lord. And remember that last phrase, an acceptable day to the Lord. God says, if you fast in that way, this is not an acceptable day to me. And keep that phrase in mind, an acceptable day to the Lord, because we're going to come back to that. But now let's see the other side, because we've seen fasting, doing the right thing, but we've seen the self-righteousness, which is for the wrong reason. They were fasting, but for the wrong reason. Now let's see fasting for the right reasons. And this has to do with true righteousness. This can be found a few verses down in Isaiah chapter 58 and verses 6 through 11. This is in verses 6 through 11 of Isaiah chapter 58. And this is the right thing for the right reason. They're fasting out of righteousness. Here it says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen?" God questioning these same people. "To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Isn't this the type of fast that I want? For you to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out into your house? That when you see somebody naked, you cover them? That instead of you hiding your face from them, you actually reveal yourself to them. You go out into the streets to help people. You go out into the streets to bring people into your house to help them. If you fast in this way, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily." See, people think that when they fast, they're going to be in bad health. And indeed, there may be some cases when you shouldn't fast because you are in bad health already, and fasting would only aggravate a problem. But some people think if you're in good health that by going without food and water for 24 hours, you're going to die. Well, my friends, you're not going to die. In fact, God says that your health shall spring forth speedily. And what is this? What is this? And your righteousness shall go before you. That's the righteousness that we want. Not self-righteousness, because it's not about the self. It's about other people. So let's go back over this just for a second here. God is asking, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness? That's looking out for other people. To undo heavy burdens instead of exacting all of your labors? To instead undo the heavy burdens? Isn't that what you want to do when you're fasting? Isn't it to let the oppressed go free and that you break apart every yoke? Well, if we're fasting and we're without food and water, we're in a weakened state. And yet God says we have power because we can break every yoke. We can let the oppressed go free. We can undo heavy burdens. We can loose the bands of wickedness. That's a lot of power. And yet we're in a weakened state. But that shows the love of God. It says also that the type of fast God wants is to deal our bread to the hungry. Yes, we're going without food and water, but that's supposed to teach us a lesson that we're looking outward to other people. Isn't it a nice thing to do to forgo bread and water ourselves and then to give it to someone else? That's the picture God wants us to capture as we're going through this fast, is dealing our bread to the hungry, skipping a meal, and using this meal for other people's benefits, and bringing the poor that are cast out into our house. And when we see somebody naked, covering that person, instead of, you know, we see somebody that's in need and we hide from them because we don't want to give of ourselves. Fasting is always about giving of ourselves that other people may have life, dying to ourselves that other people may live. Then our light is going to break forth, just like the sun breaks forth in the morning and shines through the darkness. That's what God wants, is to set this example of love, giving to other people, serving other people, denying ourselves so that we can look to the good of other people. That's what God wants. Then our righteousness will go before us. So we see that contrast between self-righteousness and righteousness. The self-righteousness is doing the right thing, but for the wrong reason, for our own benefit and good, and actually oppressing other people. Whereas doing the right things for the right reason, fasting because we want to display the love of God, that's righteousness. And that's actually looking out for other people, pressing our flesh down, putting ourselves in a weakened state, and putting other people up, strengthening them. That's what God's fast is all about. So let's continue on in Isaiah chapter 58, because it says, Then shall you call on the Lord, if you fast in this way, and God shall answer. You shall cry, and God shall say, here I am. So the opposite effect is here. These people were saying, the ones who were doing the right thing but for the wrong reason, fasting out of self-righteousness, they were saying, God, we fast, we put on the sackcloth and ashes, we moan and groan, and yet you haven't paid any attention to us. Well, of course he's not, because you're doing it for the wrong reason. But on the contrary, if you're doing it for the right reason, because you love people, then God says, you can cry out in prayer, and God is sure to answer. That's a lot of power, my friends. If we fast, then we are showing and demonstrating the love of God. And God, of course, is going to answer us, because God is love, and he wants to pour his love into us so it can flow out of us to other people. So God will say, when we call out, here I am, and if you take away from the midst of you the yoke and pointing the finger at other people and speaking vanity, if you draw out your soul to the hungry, again, just repeating that, if you give your food to those who are hungry to satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise out of obscurity, and the darkness shall be as noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. God is going to supply your every need. God is going to strengthen you through this process. And he's going to make fat your bones. Fasting, yes, temporarily makes thin your bones. But God will make fat your bones. God will bless you abundantly. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Again, if you're fasting, you're going without food and water, and yet God says that you're going to be like a watered garden. You're going to have all the water you need, and not only will you be like a watered garden where you're producing a lot of fruit, but also you're going to be like a spring of water whose waters never fail. You're going to have waters flowing abundantly, rivers of living water that flow out of people, that flow out of you to people. And your waters will never fail, because those are the waters of God that God pours into you through his Holy Spirit. That's some of the depth and breadth of the benefits and blessings of fasting. This is how we demonstrate the love of God. And of course, Jesus demonstrated the love of God after fasting. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he came to Nazareth. And let's read about that in Luke chapter 4. And verses 16 through 19. This is Luke chapter 4 and verses 16 through 19. Notice what Jesus said after these 40 days of fasting. He picked up the book of Isaiah when he went into the synagogue, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach," what? "The acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus fasted, he did the right thing, and he certainly did it for the right reason, because he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus Christ was all about demonstrating the love of God, and he did this. He had his first public sermon about the love of God after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And you can go back and compare Isaiah the 58th chapter, verses 6 through 11, with Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 19, to see the remarkable similarity of how, when we fast, we should be doing it to demonstrate the love of God.